We're up to Simon Tofresh Choftes, and we're going to be covering tonight, amongst other topics as well, again, we're going to be discussing the bamboo schach, and I think that's the third and final potential issue with regards to the bamboo schach. We'll also be covering, are you allowed to cover a sheet over the schach, say if it's raining, you're allowed to cover. You're allowed to sit under the sukkah if you're just putting a plastic sheet on top of the schach. You have to do that. Yes, so that's going to be covered today as well. Imi Yetzah Hashem. Sif Yud Ches is called Gzeras Nesa, Gzeras Nesorim, which is the following. V'chein osu lesachech b'nesorim. Chachomim forbade covering the sukkah, making a schach out of nesorim. Nesorim is cut wood. If you've got cut wood, now wood really is wood, unprocessed wood. Is it kosher schach or not kosher schach? Wood. Of course, why not? Because it's tzemeach, it's growing, it's cut, and it's not mekabel tumah. So it's got all the conditions to apply. So really, wood should be okay. However, there's a gzeras ku gzeras nesa, gzeras nesorim, that if it's more than 4 tfachim wide, if the wood is more than 4 tfachim wide, which is about like this, then Chacham said you can't use that for schach. Any wood, any panels of wood, which is more than 4 tfachim, is no good. Why is that? So it's machlokes the rishonim why. So Sam, what do you think would be a reason why? You know, like, why do you think Chacham forbade using panels which are 4 tfachim wide? Mevatel sukkah. Why is it mevatel sukkah? It's a tikkur already. Very good. It's like a ceiling. It's like a roof. You've built a roof. Yeah, but if you just put one next to the other, is that what you mean? You've basically...
Or you could have one that's 5 meters by 5 meters. Yeah. And call it your schach.
Right.
And done with it.
Right, done with it. So the Rishonim say two reasons. Machlok is Rishonim. Some Rishonim say a very interesting reason. A fascinating reason. Some Rishonim, the Smak says, the reason is because you know why you're not allowed to use panels which are more than 4 tefachim wide? Because rain won't go through. You won't get rain because you're going to have panels of wood. If you've got schach made out of green, made out of bamboo. The rain comes, once it rains, rain is going to come through. But if you've got panels of wood, 4 tefachim, you've got a very little rain coming through, only between the... So, and then if rain doesn't come through, it's possible it's sukkah. So what does the smak teach us?
Why?
What were you asking?
Who says that?
Oh. So you're asking, so who says you need to have... You need to have sukkah that rain comes through.
No, so it just has to have gaps.
Oh.
That rain could
come. Oh, why? So, well, no. So you're saying, how do you know that you need to have gaps that rain could come through? How? Who says? It's a shade. Sukkah has got more shade than sun. It's called a... Yeah, I know what you mean, because you mean a Mishnah. And you're quite right. Yeah, so the answer is that the truth is, it's a bit hard to understand, where does he come from that rain has to come through? It's a question that many ask, where does he know that, why does the rain need to come through? So, but that's how the Smak learns. Smak learns from Mishnah he learns that you have to have rain coming through. In other words, you need to be able to, when the rain is, you need to be that, in that kind of sukkah that when it's raining, or just before it's raining, you need to be worrying, oh, is it going to rain? Is it not going to rain? You need to have that kind of concern during sukkahs. Oh, is it going to start raining or not, looking up in the sky? According to the Smak, you need to have that. So again, according to the Smak, the reason why you're not allowed to use, large panels of wood is because rain will not come through. And according to the Smak, rain needs to come through the schach. Otherwise, it's not a kosher sukkah. That's how it learns. It's medrabonon indeed. It's not about it. Now, the other reason that is mentioned in Rishonim why you can't use that kind of sukkah is because it's not, you can't use that kind of schach because that's a bit what you mentioned, it's not really a sukkah anymore. It's a bit like a house already. Imagine you've got, that's really how you make, the initial stage of building a house is that you've got panels of wood. So it's going to look like a house, it's not going to look like a sukkah at all. It's the second reason, this reason is much more because it's, it looks like you're building a house. It's not so much about the rain aspect. Don't mention rain. The second understanding is because it looks like you're building a house. And that's why panels of wood is not kosher for schach. So says the Shulchan Aruch, V'chein osu le'sachich ben esorim, you're allowed to use cut wood, shirach von abo, if they're 4 tefachim wide. Afilu hofchon al tzidon, even if you lift them up this way, so instead of having them flat, you're lifting them up like this. She'en bon abo, now they're not 4 tefachim. Instead of, if this would be 4 tefachim, this is my sukkah, this is my. So instead, that's 4 tefachim. Normally, I can't use them like this. Once they're 4 tefachim wide, I can't even put them like this. That's vertical. Yeah, is that right? I can't put them vertically on the schach. I can't do that. You can't. V'im ein brachman abo, but if they're less than 4 tefachim, kshirim da kosher. Afilem shupim shadoim lekelim. If they're less than 4 tefachim, even if they are smooth and they look like they're kelim, look like they're processed, they look like they're smoothened out, then nagu. Then it's okay. So if they're less than 4 tefachim, they're either way okay. If they're more than 4 tefachim, they're either way possible. V'nagu shelo lesachich boim klal, says the Shulchan Aruch, the minhag is not to use any wooden panels, says the Shulchan Aruch, even if they're less than 4 tefachim wide. The Mishneh Berurah says in Zivkot Mem Tes, V'nagu shelo dilma osi lesachich pe'inin shelo yemoto yochol leirid sham. He says that if you're using panels, maybe you're going to end up making a sukkah that the schach doesn't allow rain to come through. V'yesh merishoinim, and some rishoinim shekos v'dekayoy medina also. Oh, now some rishoinim say nowadays it's actually also medina, because hoil v'zman hazeh mesachin batem benesorim she'en v'am abo tfachim ikigzer astikro. Okay, it says the following. Now, does anybody, you had an extension? Anybody seen building work recently? Tell me, what kind of panels do the builders use nowadays? Do they still use wooden panels? For building? Any building constructions? Do they use wooden panels?
Wooden boards, joists out for strength.
Okay. Good. Very good. Now, if that's the case, that they still use sort of wooden structures, then how wide are they? Are they narrow or are they wide?
My loft is about 2 tefachim by 3/4 of a tefachim.
2 to 3 tefachim, they're not wider than that. Okay, they're quite narrow. Okay, so now let's explore that for a minute. The second reason of the second approach of the Gzeras Tikra, of the Gzeras Nesorim, was that why you're not allowed to use wooden panels? What was the reason? Because the second one was because it is like building. So if nowadays we build with narrow than 4 tefachim type of panels, what would the halacha be? And that's really indeed the case. We use panels which are less than 4 tefachim. So if the whole reason of the Gzeras Tikra is because if people see that using on the sukkah, you're using, if it's 4 tefachim wide, people are going to say, oh, you're building, you're not making a sukkah, you're building a house, you're not building a sukkah at all. Then if nowadays we build with beams and panels which are less than 4 tefachim, then surely, can you finish off my sentence? Exactly. Surely that should be also nowadays as well. So according to that, since we use for building works nowadays panels which are less than 4 tefachim, it would make sense, and it does make sense, to forbid, to aser, using any wooden panels for schach. Because of Gzeiras Tikra. Right, then you're not using it for schach, you're using it as a maimed, that's for sure, okay. Now, let me ask the following question now. What about, that's the last time and the last issue, but I'm still gonna, it's definitely worthwhile discussing that as well. What about our bamboo schachs? Do they also have the Gzeiras Tikra, or they're out of Gzeiras Tikra? And if they're not including Gzeiras Tikra, if that's not a problem, they're surely more than 4 tefachim, they're more than 4 tefachim, they're like this. So why are they excluded of Gzeiras Tikra?
They're not as big.
Very good. Right. The answer is that the poskim say that it's definitely okay, you can use them, because nobody could start building anything with that. It's much too soft. It can't be used as a structure. Is that what you meant? It can't lift anything up. It's much too weak to physically hold anything up. and therefore it's okay. It's not including the gzera, and that's why gzera's tikkur or gzera's nesorim does not include any of those bamboo schach. Does that make sense? It's much too soft. Yeah. Correct. 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 That's true as well. However, the argument would have been that since they're connected, maybe that you would add them up. But you're quite right. It's probably a valid point as well. Yeah. But I'm saying imtim tzaloima. Even if you say that if they're added up together, that would be considered one more than fortfachen. The answer is that they're much too soft anyway to be including zerastik. But you're right. Okay. Okay, and that leads us to Sefer Test. Now, Sefer Test, there's going to be a massive chiddush coming out from Sefer Test. A huge chiddush, and I wonder if you've ever heard anybody doing that. Okay, Sefer Test discusses a Mishnah that discusses, if you've got a sukkah and want to cover up the sukkah. So there's various reasons why a person may want to cover up the sukkah. You can either cover it on top of the sukkah, or you can cover it underneath. So this is a completely new topic now, which has nothing to do with Sifu Tres, no Gzeres, nothing. It's discussing the following. Okay. Peiras oleo sadin. If you covered up the sukkah, mipnei hachamo, because it's true that the sun is hitting on the schach, and it's much too hot. So you want to cover up, you've got a sheet, be it out of linen, or what else can it be made out of? I don't know. You cover up the schach. Because the sun is hitting too much, and that's all. You know what I'm saying? It's much. So you want to cover up the schach. You're covering up the schach. On top of the schach, you're putting a sheet. Oy tachter, or the same halach will be underneath. Underneath the schach, you're putting in a sheet. Why? Because of the nesha, because of the shah, because of things dropping down. You've got the schach that things keep falling down. So you're fed up of these leaves coming down. What are you doing? You're putting a sheet. You're spreading a sheet under the schach. So either you're putting a sheet on top because of the sun, or underneath because of things dropping. Says the Shulchan Aruch, "Kloyma shaloyu alein the kesam v'noshna shulchan edon." Things keep dropping on your plate, on your table. Psula, it's posul. These, if you're doing this, it's posul. Why? Because your Shulchan Aruch says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Nun Beis. Pardon. Oh, we're going to... Oh, very good. One second. We'll get to that. Psula sifkot nun beis. Psula tohor kamesachech umogen al atzmoi bedovor hamekabel tumah. Because you're using this as proper schach. You're using the sheet as something which is mekabel tumah. You're using that as a schach, and that's no good. It's no good. But now, listen to that. Avol, however, imloi peiros elorinoi, so if you're only covering up to beautify the sukkah, not to protect you from anything dropping, not to protect you from the heat, from the sun, but you're doing your wine, spreading it for beauty. You're making this beautiful, besukkos teishvu shivas yomim, beautiful arts and crafts done by your daughter, and she's spent 6 weeks on it, and a beautiful, and it's hanging not horizontally, but it's hanging like when you're looking up, that's what you see. So it's beautifying the sukkah. It's not to protect you from... And it's not protection, it's beautifying the sukkah. Esrog on this side, lulav on that side, the sukkah there, a picture of the Rav Eliashiv Reb Chaim Kanevsky on the side, handmade by your daughter. So it's mamash. Absolutely. No, so you'd be underneath. You can't see the schach. Okay. You can't see the schach. Says the Shulchan Aruch, what's the halacha? If it's an oisok sheira, it's kosher. Shulchan Aruch says, it's kosher. Why? Because, says the Mishneh Berurah in Sefkot Nun Gimel, the kivud ha'vatzorich sukkah, since it's for the tzorich, for the need of, for the purpose of the sukkah, botil legabo. You're not putting it there to protect you from the heat or from the things dropping. The reason why you put it up there is to make the sukkah beautiful. It's not for your sake, it's for the sukkah's sake. And therefore... and it's definitely, the Mishneh Berurah explains, but definitely talking about kosher sukkah. It's a completely kosher sukkah. What are you doing? You're beautifying the sukkah by spreading this sheet on top of you. And it's true, you're not going to see the schach anymore. Never mind. You're not going to see it. But it's a beautifying sukkah. It's kosher. That's what Shulchan Aruch is teaching us so far. Why you hang it up? Lina Oisa, it's kosher. If the reason why you're putting it up, it's for the... Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Okay, you'd have to be quite honest with yourself. If you... So if it's really that's the reason, then it's kosher. Yeah. No, but we'll get to more extreme cases in a minute. We'll get to a more extreme case, and I want to talk about something which is or not being done and why. We'll get to that. Now, the there was one condition. The only condition that applies is it needs to be done within 4 tefachim from the schach. 4 tefachim. It's that much. It's not particularly hard. So it has to pretty much, you have to hang it towards the top of the... Okay, fair enough. It's okay. Now, listen to that. Unbelievable. But some argue with this approach, and they say the following. They say no. You know what? I mean, the sukkah is completely kosher. The yoren is concerned. If he's concerned that maybe the schach is going to go dry, or yishra olin, and he's concerned that, you know what, maybe the leaves are going to come down into his soup, it's going to be too hot or whatever it may be. The pensuli are sadin shloit is yabesh, and he's doing it to protect the sukkah. To not going for being still being a valid sukkah, or itachter shel Yisraelin, or he's putting a sheet underneath it that the thing shouldn't fall down. Kimin shasadin goyim shal yodo tiltzem rubim chamaso psulo. Okay, now he says the following. He says if you need this approach, this second approach is saying the following: if I'm putting the sheet up in order to save the sukkah from becoming posel, what does that mean? That without that, if I don't keep this sheet up, what's going to happen is that leaves are going to come, and the schach will become posel, because it's too much falling down, it becomes an invalid schach, or it's going to become invalid because it's going to become invalid. If I take the sheet away, the schach will become posel only, and only then the sheet is a posel the schach. However, if you're spreading the sheets as this approach, for any other reason, be it to protect you from the heat, be it because you're bothered by the things falling down, but not in order to keep the schach a kosher schach. That's not your intent. Your intent is simply because you're bothered by the things coming down. So it's not making the schach into a kosher schach, that sheet. You don't need the schach to make it. Then the halacha is, then it's kosher. But provided it's within 4 tefachim of the schach. This approach is even more extreme. This approach tells me, you know, you can put a sheet underneath the schach on top of the schach. There's only one case that you can't do that. When is that? You can't do that when that sheet saves the schach from becoming a posel schach. Such as, the things are about to fall down, and that keeps it up. And if you take it away, you would have enough falling down that the schach would be a posel schach. But if it's not that kind of thing, if the schach is a very good schach, and you're spreading it on top or underneath the schach, whatever the reason is, because you're hot, because you're cold, because it's windy, because whatever the reason may be, you're keeping the schach, it's kosher according to this understanding. Unbelievable. So that means, according to that, as long as it's 4 tefachim from the schach. So imagine that. What would be the halacha according to this understanding over here? If you have, you put a sheet out of linen, you put them not because your daughter made the nice crafts, but simply because you're hot and the sun is hitting, you're putting it underneath. What would be the halacha? According to this understanding, it's fine. Because it's not saving you from making it. It's not saving the schach from becoming posel. Yeah, yeah. What do you want to ask? Oh, that was mamash going to be my next question. That's what I want to speak about. But let's just finish the. Let's just finish the Shulchan Aruch, and then I want to address mamash your point. Says Shulchan Aruch, "Mi yuhaver lechatchila liyase." Don't do that. Lechatchila elim kenu nikola kol shemichavim kedele hagen. Make it clear that you're protecting the sukkah. Oshu shori b'mayim she'az nikola kol she'enu shoyt chesham liyabesh. Make it evident that you're doing it to protect the sukkah. So in other words, I just want to get this clear. We have two understandings in the Shulchan Aruch. Let's just get that glass clear. The first approach in the Shulchan Aruch tells me that when you put a sheet underneath or on top of the schach, the first understanding tells me that if it's for beautifying the sukkah, it's fine. If it's to protect you or the sukkah, it's no good. That's that understanding of the Shulchan Aruch. The first understanding of the Shulchan Aruch. The second, the Yesh Oimim has a different approach, much more lenient. And they say, you are always allowed to put the sheet underneath you on top of the Schach. There's one case that you can't do it. And that is when? That is when the Schach makes this, when the sheet makes the Schach into a kosher Schach. That if you take the Schach away, excuse me, when you take the sheet away, then enough things will drop down that it's not anymore kosher schach, because it's like it's more sun than shade going or something like that. Okay, so now we can address what the Mishnah Berurah over here discussing Tzivkot Nun Ches, which is the following shailem. What will be the halacha? Imagine that this sukkah in how many weeks is sukkah? 6 weeks, 30 days,
no
less. Yeah, how many weeks? 6 weeks. Yeah, 5-6 weeks. Yeah. Okay, imagine it's going to, I think the way it's looking now, the weather's looking now, it looks like it's going to be, I don't know, could it be raining? Yeah, what do you think? Yeah, it's likely. Okay, so imagine that. So, and I want to ask you the following, Shaila. I have a plastic sheet, a plastic, it's not called a sheet, a plastic cover. Pardon? I can't hear. Okay, yeah, okay, I've got this. And when it's starting to drizzle a little bit, Now, I don't want to go inside my house. So what I'm doing is I'm taking it, I'm spreading it on top of the schach. I'm spreading it. It's not kosher schach really, it's plastic. But I want to know, is this a kosher sukkah anymore? Yes or no? So let's work this out. According to the first understanding of the Shulchan Aruch, is it lenoisoy or is it to protect myself? Is it for beautify or protecting? So it's protecting. So what's the halacha if it's protecting according to the first? No good. Okay, what about the second approach? Second approach said that it's just, if it's keeping the schach kosher, then it's no good. But any other case, it's fine. So is it kosher or not? It's kosher. So we're learning now, according to the Yesh Oimrim, if I'm putting a plastic, or how do you call it?
Tarapuli.
Okay. Cover over the schach, whilst it's raining, the sukkah remains
kosher.
Unbelievable. Now the halacha, just to get that clear, Shulchan Aruch always has stam v'yesh oimrim. The rule is when the Shulchan Aruch says stam v'yesh oimrim, and that's what he's doing over here. It's got first an opinion, and then after it says v'yesh oimrim. Some say the halacha is always like stam. Stam v'yesh oimrim halacha is stam, but he does bring it for a reason. He does bring the second opinion for a reason. He doesn't bring it for the fun of it. If it's stam v'yesh oimrim, there's always a reason why he says v'yesh oimrim. And the reason is, if it's a chumrah, then it's because he feels that there's a reason to be machmir, but it's still a chumrah, it's not mekra din. And if it's a kola, then it's something to be semchon with another tziruf. That's the rule, across Shulchan Aruch. That's what's happening over here. He's saying the yesh oimrim, which over here is a kola. Yesh oimrim is a kola. But it's a kola that is something to be semchon. There's something there. That means according to that, it's unbelievable. If it's raining, rather than going into the house, what you could do, or maybe what you should do, spread a cover on top of the schach, and you're still sick in the sukkah, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, according to the Zeh Shemrim. I must emphasize something, that it's not completely, what do you think about that? Is that true? Not true? Does it make sense? Not make sense? What do you think about that? Is that what you're going
to
be doing?
According to all their self, it's not.
It's not what?
He doesn't accept it.
Why?
Because you need to see three stars.
Ah, you need to see three stars. Okay, but if it's see-through, you'll still sue.
I thought you could have the big silt on it.
Yeah, but mentioning an opinion which says you... Yeah. Okay, but you could, for argument, you could really do a see-through. Okay, but if you put... Yeah, okay. All right, okay. What do you think, Rabbi Isai?
What was the opinion? The hell do you have to have the rain come through? Which
was the... Yeah, so that was in Shulchan Aruch earlier. Shulchan Aruch earlier, the smack. I couldn't the smack.
He wouldn't hold up the egg.
Probably. So, probably, correct. Yeah.
It would be a shatter pot before you could...
Right. Right. Okay, yeah. Okay. But we're over here actually bringing out the chumrah, really. We're bringing chumrah. We want to be machmir now. We want to say, is there any reason to stay in the sukkah when it's drizzling?
So, this is the question I asked the other day about whether there's still a mitzvah sukkah for training.
Very good. Very, very, very good. Very good. But before we let's go into that point, you want to say something?
This is that, no, you shouldn't do so, but if you Then you can fill it with
stuff. Yeah. So you're saying that you should do it? What is it?
It's nifka because
meaning. Okay, good. Very good. Very good. So the emes is, the poskim say the following. The poskim say that there is such a chumra. So the emes is that there is a registered chumra of doing that. Well, it's a chumra because we're asking him to stay longer in the sukkah. You can call it a kula or chumra. I'm now coming from the chumra aspect of staying in the sukkah rather than going home. Yeah, it's based on a kula, but it's a chumra coming out from it. So some poskim actually say, and Rav Ozna says, yeah, if possible, stay in the sukkah. Yeah, you're right. According to some rishonim, you're fulfilling mitzvah sukkah. However, there is one point which has to be made clear, and that's exactly what you're saying. There is much reason to assume and to say, based on Mishnayos and Gemaras, that when it's raining, it probably doesn't have a shem sukkah anymore. It could be that a sukkah is not just the fact of having a sukkah. Four walls and a schach might not be enough to consider something a sukkah. It could very well be that it has to be something that you can actually sit in, and it's ro'i for sitting in. That you need that to be a sukkah. If it's something you can't sit in for more than 5 minutes without getting sopping wet, that may not be considered a sukkah anymore. So it could be that it loses its name of sukkah when it's pelting. So according to that, and there's reason to say that, there's no mitzvah sukkah anymore. You know what? You can say that it's not a sukkah anymore, you can say there's no mitzvah sukkah anymore. You can say either way. If that's the case, there's no mitzvah sukkah anymore when it's pelting, then, you know, there's no point staying there anymore. But it's a registered chumrah. But I do want to emphasize what the Mishnah Berurah says, that if one does stay in the sukkah like that and it's drizzling and you are covering it with an additional sheet which is not a real schach, if you are doing that, you certainly, it's a chumrah, registered chumrah, but you certainly can't make a bracha when you're in there, because as we said earlier, it's based on a kula. So it's a chumrah, it's based on a kula, so just make sure not to make a bracha or leishiv asukkah when it's in that kind of case. Okay, we'll stop here.